Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 30 of our 50 days of counting the Omer to Shavuot, looking at the name above all names, Yeshua, our Messiah. Omer, day 30, peace, or Shalom. Ephesians 2:14, Tree of Life version, for he is our Shalom, the one who made the two into one, and broke down the middle wall of separation. Within his flesh he made powerless the hostility. Although shalom means more than peace, certainly peace is the main emphasis here. He is our shalom. Not only does Yeshua make peace between Jews and Gentiles, but he himself is their peace. He, living in believing Jews and Gentiles, is what has made us both one. For our oneness is the one Messiah living in both. The mitzvah, or wall which divided us, literally the middle wall of the boundary fence, Hebrew mhiksa, meaning literally that which divides something in half. In every Orthodox synagogue, a mhiksa, a dividing wall, separates the men in the congregation from the women. Conservative and Reformed Jews practice happens to reflect New Testament truth about men and women, since these denominations have done away with the mhiksa in the synagogue. Galatians 3:28 makes the same point by saying that in Messiah there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither male nor female. Actually, Shaul's imagery is probably not that of the synagogue, but of the temple. Surrounding the temple was a wall with a sign which forbade any foreigner to go in on pain of death. Josephus, Antiquities 15:11-5. This was the boundary fence between Jews and Gentiles. There also was a court for women only. Just as the veil of the temple was torn in two when Messiah died, Matthew 27:52, allowing everyone united with Messiah to enter God's presence as into the Holy of Holies, a privilege previously reserved for Kohen HaGadol. So too the Messiah has removed the barrier preventing Gentiles from mixing with and being counted with God's people, except by converting to Judaism. Oddly, it was a false accusation that Shaul had brought the Gentile, Trophimus, beyond this barrier dividing the court of the Gentiles from the court of the Jews, which inflamed the crowds in the temple and led to Shaul's arrest, Acts 21:27-32, Jewish New Testament commentary. Among many things, Messiah is to us peace and shalom. Ephesians 2:14, for he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall. 1 Corinthians 1:30, by his doing you are in Messiah Yeshua, who has become to us wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. John 8:12, light. Then Yeshua again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In John 14, verse 6, Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Again, he is our shalom. There's three different usages of this word shalom. First, again, shalom in Hebrew means peace, an ancient word used as a greeting. It can mean both hello and goodbye, as well as peace. The word has complex meanings. It comes from the Hebrew word meaning complete. Thus, when the word refers to peace, it represents an ideal state of complete peace. When negotiating the peace treaty with Egypt, the state of Israel insisting on using the word shalom and its Arab equivalent, salam, to connote a full and lasting peace rather than just an armistice. Shalom is often used with another word, for example, shalom aleichem, literally peace unto you. One, a salutation used by traditional Jews as a greeting when seeing someone they haven't seen in a while. Two, the name of a song commonly sung on Shabbat, originally by the Kabbalists, to welcome the angels who are thought to accompany people to and from the synagogue. And then shalom beit, or bait, literally peace in the home, contentment and harmony among family members. The Jewish tradition of Shalom Bayit requires, among other things, that family members not raise their voices in anger to another, that a husband treat his wife as nicely as he would treat a neighbor, and that the commandment for children to treat parents with respect goes both ways. And again, Sar Shalom, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:5, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us, dominion will rest on his shoulders, and he will be given the name Peleyoetz El Gibor Avi Ad Sar Shalom, Wonder of a Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Philippians 4:6-9, don't worry about anything, on the contrary, make your requests known to God by prayer and petition and thanksgiving. Then God's Shalom, passing all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with the Messiah Yeshua. In conclusion, brothers, focus your thoughts on what is true, noble, righteous, pure, lovable, or admirable, on some virtue or something praiseworthy. Keep doing what you have learned and receive from me what you have heard and seen me doing. Then the God who gives Shalom will be with you. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, may the God of Shalom make you completely holy. May your entire spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless for the coming of our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. We can have total shalom, peace, within at all times and all circumstances. Shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. Only Yeshua, our Messiah, can give this shalom to you. Shalom is one of the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, Galatians 5:22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. Nothing in the Torah stands against such things. Personal thoughts of Yeshua are shalom. Ask Him to increase His shalom in your life. Blessings over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified with us His commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 30 days, 4 weeks, which is 2 days of the Omer. The Merciful One, may He return to us the service of the temple in its place speedily in our days. Amen. Selah. In Yeshua's name. Bo, Yeshua, Bo. Shalom.